Today is Thursday, September 17th. 2008.
Not Thursday, this is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'll be even happy if it's Thursday because I got something else to do on Thursday.
Wednesday, September 17th, 2008, and we are at the Memorial Libraries at the Pecumtuck Valley Memorial Association in Deerfield, Massachusetts. And this is Natalie McCormick interviewing Ruth B. Loving with Lee Hines doing technical assistance.
Can you hold it? I'm sorry, I have to retract on that introduction. I am Dr. Ruth Loving. I have an honorary degree in the humanities, and I don't use the title all the time. People get after me because I don't use it, but I'm really Dr. Ruth B. Loving in the humanities.
Well, why don't we start? Would you start with, you're telling us who you are, your date of birth, where you were born, and tell us some things you'd like us to know about your early life.
Okay, you ready? What? My name is Ruth. I'm sorry, I started off wrong myself. I'm Dr. Ruth B. Loving. I was born in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania on May 27th, 1914, a little while ago. But I left there when I was about 4 years old because the World War was going on, one was going on. And my dad and his seven children, Ma, moved to New Haven, Connecticut from Phoenixville to work at Winchester's where the guns were being made for our army at the time, for the United States Army. And I stayed there until I was about 22 or 23 years old. Went to school there, graduated from Hill House High School, New Haven, and I was the last of seven children who did go and graduate from school there in New Haven. One of my sisters went to Boardman Trade, the other one went to Commerce High School up there. We have in New Haven, and the boys, they went through the trade school, Boardman Trade School in New Haven. So we all had very good education when we came out of school. I was very disappointed. I wanted to go to college because a cousin of mine, an only child, was going to college there. I think she went to Bentley College. But my mother sat down and explained to me that we were poor. They didn't have money like that. Then colleges were just up in the hundreds of dollars, which meant a lot of money to them. So I didn't get to go to college. Had a fruitful time during the school year, my first participation. I remember they had a drums corps that were opening all around the nation at the time. And I was at Gregory Street School in the sixth grade. They were organizing a fife and drum corps. And I was very excited because musically I liked music. And I was about 12 years old, and I remember going home and saying, Ma, I wanted to join the fife and drum corps. That was back in 1920s. You girls really didn't mix with boys. I didn't know it was an all-boy outfit. I know I wanted to learn how to play the fife. And I remember one of my brothers, Lewis, got excited. He said, she can't join that. That's got boys in it, Ma. I said, well, if she wants to join, we'll find out from the principal. If they'll allow her to join that, she can join it. And they were aghast. And I was the only, I have a picture of that, me in the white sailor suit of the Georgia outfit, joined when I was about 12 years old, and played in the Gregory Street School fife and drum corps. And I was just as proud as I could be playing in the only girl. And so that I guess I was like, when we did parades, they wanted to see me, not so much as the other things. And I got kind of used to that, with that kind of an attitude about if I wanted to do things that made sense, do them. And this is where I've been over the years.
So what did you do when you finished high school? You graduated?
Well, the things about my high school years were great. For the simple reason, I remember signing up to go to Hill House High School. Then you had to take a foreign language. And I chose, selected French for the simple reason I liked French songs, little ditties, and Eartha Kitt was very popular in those days. And I took French for 4 years, and je dis donc pas EOC today. And I'm just wondering why it is youth don't do that today in these schools around here in Massachusetts, having to take a language, but that's another thing. I enjoyed my school life.